Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm very good, thank you. And you?
I'm doing fine. Extract, the news flow continues apace. What's the latest from your company?
Well, we've completed the acquisition of the Bushranger project in New South Wales, Australia. Just for a little bit of background, that's a project around about, 100, in our case, I think 150, 170 kilometres west of Sydney, and infrastructure to the project. And it's a very large porphyry, 77 million tons. It's not, it's only brownfields and growing. So that's a project we acquired for shares. And we required permissions from the Foreign Investment Board. We required permissions from the governor. We required loads of permissions, and we've got them all. And so now we're free, up and running. And we'll be starting work before the end of the year.
So you're implying that it's an asset of quite some magnitude, which is positive. Obviously, at the moment, Australia, I mean, every other CEO I interview seems to be Australian, so the Australian mining area seems to be rather strong. Are you part of that boom there?
Very much so. You've hit it on the nose there. Yes. I mean, it was a very prolific area of production. For copper and for gold, and just about every, shall we say, exploration success ended up to be a mine. You know, the ratio between exploration success and mines isn't that high, because it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a mine, but in that particular part of the world, the ratio has been very high. New discoveries have been made, and the epithermal gold aspects in and around the porphyries have been gaining much attention, with lots of very, very good discoveries, or part discoveries. Discoveries which are now, sort of progressing into good, solid, lightly resourced figures. And the average company, be it an IPO in the latter part of last year or early part of this year, or be it a company which had been operating in the area for some time, they're up between four and eight times. So I'm so glad that Extract were able to acquire this project in what's the most troubled part of the coronavirus epidemic. So I guess from our point of view, I don't want to boast, and because that's not the purpose of this interview, but I think life is all about timing, and I think our Extract shareholders, we're all fortunate here that we got this one at the right time.
Right. Well, I'm delighted that you are able to boast about this. But what's the timeline now in terms of the project? When can we expect to see the nuggets coming out of the ground, let's say?
When do we expect to see the nuggets coming out of the ground? Well, first of all, we've got to prove up something which is as big as I think it is and hope it is. You will see from the press release and previous press releases that there's a Anglo-American's got a buyout option. Equally, we bought three or four of their epithermal showings, and there's another porphyry. So the first mission, Zach, is to take that 77 million tons as far as it will go. And the left three boreholes showed increasing gold, not that much decrease in copper, but the overall value of the metal content was absolutely great. This porphyry that we're going to start drilling is open-ended, in whichever direction you want to look. So I'm rather, it's not an oak, because we understand that porphyry. And so we're likely to produce holes which are very long, with continuous mineralization, probably from 50 meters, with hopefully the gold content increasing with depth. So large runs, and the sort of project, this Bushranger is what the Racecourse project is, what everybody's looking for. Quite a nice grade, and lots of it, and the secret is lots of it. So 77 million tons isn't there, Zach. We're going to need a lot more than 77 million tons. But when it's open-ended, and we haven't found the bottom of it yet, found the strike of it, ultimate strike of it yet, that's the first target. But let's answer the question, when will it be turned into a mine? These projects are long-term, as you know, These projects last forever, as you know, and these projects are big company work. So the intention now at Extract is to put that ribbon around it, you know, find out just how big it is and let the trade know, as well as our shareholders, as well as investors, as well as whoever would be interested in a project like this, know that it's in Extract's control. Extract own 100% of it, and it's a rapidly emerging project to enter, which I go, every time I speak to you, I go on about this copper boom. It's not a boom. It's something which has been not properly addressed and has ended up as a boom for all of the wrong reasons. But the thirst for copper is going to be there, Zach, and I'm sure Bushranger will be there to meet it as a rather large project and one of the new big players in the copper production arena in Australia.
Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.